Morning, Adam Pengilly.
Yeah, morning, Laurie. Morning, TK.
Damien Flowers, Everest slot. When are we likely to get an outcome on that, mate?
Yeah, I think we can expect a decision a little bit later this morning, Laurie. The Race New South Wales board held a specially convened meeting yesterday. I think the initial expectation was they were going to be in a position to make some sort of announcement late yesterday afternoon. They've just delayed that by 12 to 24 hours. So I'd be expecting an announcement a little bit later today. I think the tender process that they've had open up has attracted, you know, up to 10 sort of pitches from different individuals and companies about trying to be involved in the race. As Racing New South Wales have mentioned, guys, previously, it's not just going to purely come down to dollars and cents here. They want to see a pitch that's going to increase the footprint of the Everest, whether it's over here domestically or overseas internationally as well. So I don't think it's such a bad thing to get someone else involved in the concept as well. I think that the 12 initial slot holders all put their money where their mouth was with $1.8 million for 3 years. They've all signed up again for next year. But I suppose with Classic Legends owner coming into the mix this year and obviously Damien Flower forfeiting his slot for 2019, we'll have some fresh blood involved.
Yeah. Are you hearing anyone in particular or is there been a...
trying to make a few phone calls, and it's all being kept pretty tight-knit at the moment. I know Godolphin have definitely registered an interest, or they sort of said last week they were considering putting a pitch in last week, but I'm not 100% sure whether that's what will go to them. So, yeah, we'll just wait and see how it plays out a little bit later today. But it'll definitely be a change-up for the concept and have a new slot holder just for this year at least.
Is James McDonald having a sort of a busman's holiday?
He is, TK, and he can afford to do that after such a busy season. He rode over there at Royal Ascot in Europe for a little bit after finishing his commitments up here in Australia, and he's been holidaying through Europe, holidaying through the States, I believe, and he's going to make his way back to Australia soon. I think the expectation is he won't return to race riding probably until the new season starts in August. So you might look at the Missile Stakes being a potential kickoff point, and he can afford to do that, TK. He's had such an amazing year. He wrapped up the Sydney Premiership long before he went overseas with, you know, several months left in the season. For his first full season back in the saddle after his ban, it's been an incredible ride for James.
Have we got a couple of jockeys heading to Singapore, have we?
Yeah, we do, Laurie. It's probably a good time of year to travel for some of these boys, given we're deep into winter racing at the moment. And Tommy Berry and Dan Mellon have confirmed they'll be heading over to Singapore on the weekend for the Singapore Derby, as well as Willie Pike. So they're the guys who'll be flying out from Australia for that big race over in Singapore. Tommy's actually going to be riding a horse called Heliosphere, if you remember correctly, was trained by Gerald Ryan in his early days down here in Australia, a horse that I was a big fan of and had plenty of promise. He's done most of his racing now over in Singapore under Lee Freeman. So Tommy will reunite with Heliosphere and look forward to seeing how those boys go on the world stage on the weekend.
Absolutely. And Ben Curry, well, he's had some sort of a win, a minor win, isn't it?
Yeah, he has, TK. It's been a minor win for Ben yesterday. An internal review from Fury Cup there into some of these disqualifications and fines has reduced his ban to 6 years and 3 months. His fine was reduced from $45,000 to $10,000. That's quite a significant reduction in the monetary penalty. So that case is still bubbling on up there. He's still facing police charges, which won't be heard until a little bit later this year. That case will still continue rolling on. But I suppose for Ben, it was a little bit of joy there yesterday, but it's just far from finished, this case. Mm.
Did you see Tiako Shark's trial yesterday?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I did saw it briefly. Yeah. I did see it briefly, Laurie, and he did seem to trial pretty well. And the connection's obviously happy with the way he's come back at Tarapa there. And hopefully we get to see him over here in Australia in the spring, maybe a race with Epsom on the Cox Plate. So he'll have a long, slow build-up, and looks like everything's A-OK with him at this stage.
Yeah, he looked strong. Mm. It's a barrier trial, always hard, but it looks like he's come back and come back in good fashion, and Paul Gallen will be very, very happy. So we look forward to seeing Tiako Shark across this side of the Dutch.
Yeah, Gallen needs something to smile about, doesn't he, TK? After the last few weeks, doesn't have much to smile about at Clubland, and with his injury, obviously. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. As I mentioned last week, I think the Epsom's on the same week as weekend as Grand Final.
Grand Final. That's a good weekend, isn't it?
That's outstanding weekend. That's one of my favourite of the year.
Yeah, the Epsom day is a terrific day there at Royal Ramic. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys.